Before we get to the questions, tell me about yourself.
Well, as you know, I swim, and I really like photography and baking and cooking.
Where were you born?
In Ottawa.
And where do you live now?
In Arnprior.
How long have you lived in Arnprior?
My whole life, so 15 years.
I guess the first question, tell me about what you see as the challenges facing young people today.
I think a lot of people just don't believe in themselves enough. There's always this pressure to be good at everything. And lots of people that you surround yourself with, if they're not like the right people, they'll try to influence their decisions on you and make you do certain stuff that you wouldn't want to.
Who are some of the biggest influences that have helped you get to where you are now?
I'd say definitely my friends and family and the people like I surround myself, like my teammates and my coaches.
And I don't know if we want to relate this specifically to swimming, but the question says, do you have any advice for other youth starting out in your field? So I guess it would be athletic endeavor rather than just specifically swimming.
I definitely say it's never late to start. You can always get into a sport really at any age. And make sure you're always having fun with it. If you're not enjoying it, then it's harder to get good at, and it's harder to actually make yourself go do it. And, like, surround yourself with people who will build you up and support you doing that sport.
Now, you have quite a commitment that you've undertaken to swimming, and you're very good at it. But tell me the routine, or give me an outline of all the routine that's involved in practicing to keep you at the top of your game.
I never miss a practice, and I always make sure to work very hard at practice. And even if it's a set or like a practice I really wouldn't enjoy and I know I won't do too amazing at, I always make sure to try very hard and like put in my best efforts and listen to what my coach has to say.
Tell me about some of the successes that you've had already.
This past couple weeks, I went to the Eastern Championships, which is Eastern Canada, and then I'm going to Junior Nationals later in the summer, which both of those you have to qualify for.
And I understand that you're ranked very highly in Canada.
Yeah, for the class of 2025 in Ontario, I think I'm like top two or like top three or something.
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Definitely representing Canada at international competitions. I think it would be fun to become a coach one day, and hopefully on some sort of university or college team.
Okay, well, you've been very right to the point, and I appreciate that, because that makes it easier for me to edit, so that's great. And thank you very, very much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you for speaking with me.
And best of luck with all your endeavors.
Thank you.
We'll be cheering for you. Have a good one.